Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year. It's about friends, family, worshiping our Savior. Today, friends and family around the microphone. The Wisnitz, Mark Bramble, and you.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes, memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
The Mark Bramble Quartet and the Wisnitz have come together for Christmas season and a celebration like none other, and really combining family and friends, okay? Because you've got the Wisnitz and the family connection in that group. You've got Mark Bramble, and of course, his son travels with him. But then you've got friends because you've got group members that are now intermingling with each other for a Christmas tour, Christmas project. You guys sound like you're having a lot of fun here. Welcome, Jeff and Susan Wisnitz and Mark Bramble.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, man.
So you guys having fun with this or what? And we know the family part. I just mentioned that. You guys really good friends?
We're having a blast, and actually, we are good friends.
But don't tell nobody. Don't tell anybody that we are friends.
We're all good friends. We're all good friends except for Susan and I, and we are arch enemies.
No, we're not. We are not. We are having a blast. It really is fun.
Yeah. Now, you got to fill me in, because I don't know the whole story, the Paul Harvey rest of the story, but something about eggnog and Susan and Mark.
Yeah, go ahead, Sue. Tell about that.
No. Listen, it's not my fault. I drove up to the pharmacy yesterday in my hometown, and I don't even know that the lady knows we sing, but the minute I drove up, she said, "Would you like some eggnog?" And I went, "No, where did you hear that?" She said, "Oh, Facebook." And I thought, wow, this is great. Wow. We don't like eggnog, and it was Jeff and Aaron's idea to present a challenge to the Mark Bramble Quartet.
Yeah. Well,
I had nothing to do with it. I was made to drink the stuff.
Whatever.
I do not present challenges because I don't like the return.
Oh, she's scared what it
I
is.
I am scared. Sometimes I don't trust Mark.
Sometimes you just got to take a chance.
So the Wisnitz, none of the Wisnitz like eggnog. Is this what I'm hearing?
That's correct.
No, that's correct.
Yeah.
No, and all of my bunch likes eggnog. So it was even funnier when the challenge was presented. And I just looked at him. I said, "Oh, this is going to be fun. I can drink a half a gallon of that stuff. It don't bother me."
And after the concert the other night, they each had about a half a gallon. We did a concert in Arkansas, and I don't know, I'd say you were probably up to at least 2 gallons of eggnog that was brought in, and brought people would walk in and sit a half gallon of eggnog on Trammell's product table.
And say it was from the Wisnitz, yes, which is not true.
Bologna, Arkansas, our second Christmas program together this year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I can tell you exactly how many. There, part of it's still on the bus. Some of it's already been consumed. But we had 7 half gallons of eggnog. Usually, I don't drink quite that much in a season.
Yeah.
This is like fruitcake all over again. I mean, this is the gift that keeps giving.
Yes, I don't like fruitcake either.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know that, Sue.
If I would shut my yapper in front of this man.
Mark, do you ever sit over in the corner and think, well, what does Susan like?
No, I usually try to, I sit over in the corner and watch the Wisnitz, sometimes with great detail. And I, for those that don't know this, this is an ongoing thing. I told Jeff when I figured out that Susan was easy to pick on, my brother Jeff Wisnitz and myself had a conversation, and he is like my brother. So I told him, I said, "Look, here's the deal. As long as it's not immoral or illegal, everything else is open game." And
Jeff?
Susan will be the recipient of whatever jokes we can come up with.
Thank you.
And Jeff, she has been. And it's been so much fun.
Oh, yeah. I just sit in the corner and watch most of the time, Daniel. It's loads of fun. It is very entertaining. Mm.
Yeah. I didn't know Susan very long, and I picked up on this fact. So I'm sorry, Susan, but
thank you, Daniel.
It's true. Yep. Okay, well, back to Christmas, and I want to go down a few memory roads here as we're talking to Jeff and Susan Wisnett and Mark Trammell, but let's hear some music first, all right? You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a combined project of the Wisnett's and the Mark Trammell Quartet. Merry Christmas.
Jesus brought joy to the world, the men and the women and the boys and girls, for all who believe, oh, can't you see? Joy to the world. Jesus brought joy to the world. The men and the women and the boys and girls, for all who believe. Oh, can't you see? Jesus brought joy to the world. Tell the old and the young. Spread the good news to everyone. He's the way and the light. Shining bright in your darkest. Jesus brought joy to the world. The men and the women and the boys and girls, for all who believe. Oh, can't you see? Jesus brought joy to the world. To the weak and the strong, a joyful sound rings on and on. To the rich and the poor, right in, there's an open door. Jesus brought joy to the world. The men and the women and the boys and girls, for all who believe. Oh, can't you see? Jesus brought joy to the world. Jesus brought joy to the world. The men and the women and the boys and girls, for all who believe. Oh, can't you see? Jesus brought joy to the world. For all who believe. Oh, can't you see? Jesus brought joy, eternal joy. Jesus brought joy to the world.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, Sounds of Christmas, with two groups that have come together to make Christmas a little extra special. It's called Home for Christmas, featuring the Wisnett's and the Mark Trammell Quartet. And when you guys came up with this idea, well, let's just stop there. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, it's amazing. We do several dates together during the year, and we both were in a conversation about the fact that we needed a new Christmas record. And, once again, we came across the consensus that since we love working together so much, let's just do something different and do one together. And it was a great idea, Daniel, because we didn't really realize it would turn into touring dates together and things like that. But once again, you don't dig into something like this with just anybody. You know, it's not everybody in gospel music that you want to spend several days in a row with, but
exactly.
But the jury's guys, still out on that.
these guys are great guys, and they're great friends. Well, and but the that's how the project was birthed, just basically out of need to do a new project and a desire to just do something different and do something together. I tell people it's a traditional quartet meets crazy mixed up family group.
I like that. So
the honest truth is, when you think about it, the real bottom line for us is we both needed the Christmas project. Yes.
Yeah.
We work very well together. Yes. Because we're like-minded. We have,
kindred spirit.
That's thank you.
You're welcome.
That's the first time you've said anything
thank
that actually
you.
I wanted to use. So that's really good.
I appreciate it.
But that's the honest truth. And since we did work dates together during the holiday season for the last few years, it was really a no-brainer. Yeah. We said the same thing at the
yes,
same time.
Scary.
Okay, now I'm really worried. But it's been a lot of fun. The last one for this season is tonight. And we are thrilled to death to be a part of what's going on with this Christmas project. And you know what? Even from an economic standpoint, Jeff and I both, we always put the pencil to things before we do them. And it's less expensive for us to do it this way and still have a Christmas project. But the part that you have to consider is that other group's always going to be on your Christmas project.
That's right.
And since it is who it is, I don't mind that, with the exception of Susan. Everybody else is fine.
You can strike that comment, please. He didn't right. mean it.
And Daniel, what's exciting is there's already folks lining up and signing up to have the Home for Christmas tour
next year.
Yes. So we're excited about that. There's That's already fun. Dates on the book for that. And so it's always good to have something new and different to offer the people. So that's the joy. And what's fun too, doing this kind of program is totally out of our norm. So it's a new challenge. And you definitely have to, you're going through the night. You can't just mail it in.
Right.
You got to be on your toes. You got to be thinking about what comes next, because it is not our normal set, so to speak. We break it up. We sing together. We sing individually, and mix it all up. And so it keeps us on our toes.
Mark Trammell Quartet and the Wisnitz together. Home for Christmas is the project. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Master Redeemer, Savior of the world, Wonderful Counselor, Bright Morning Star. Beginning and end. But the angel called him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus.
Mark Trammell Quartet and the Wisnitz together. Home for Christmas is the project. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. So in all seriousness, and Susan, this will be tough for you, but to look next to you, where Mark is sitting here, and Mark Trammell, he does have
a long history. He has a wealth of knowledge. He's got this these producer skills that are pretty dynamite, and that may be difficult for you to admit. But did it, but is this the guy? Did you lean on Mark's experience in producing in the studio to help put it together, or was that a team effort?
Well, it was a team effort, but I'm going to be honest with you. I woke up this morning thinking about this interview, and I have always been, and Mark, close your ears. I have always been a huge fan of Mark Trammell, just because I remember when I was just a child and I went to hear him sing, and Master Builder was probably one of my favorite songs. And it is an honor to be able to sing with, you know, I've heard Mark Trammell my whole life, especially since I've been in Southern Gospel. You know, my parents sang that. I sang with them when I was five. And but anyway, to be honest,
sang
I love Mark.
Who did you sing with?
I sang with my mom and dad. They sat me on a chair.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Yes, I trust Mark Trammell. He's one of the greatest vocalists out there. He's got a great ear. He's one of the most consistent singers I've ever heard. And, you know, we cut up, we have fun, but the truth is, if I ever need a friend, if Jeff ever needs a friend, we've got one in Mark Trammell, and he's there for us, and we're there for him. And in this ministry, in this industry type thing, lots of acquaintances, not a whole lot of dear friends that you can call at any hour of the night, and that's what this relationship is. And I'm thankful that we did this, and it's been a success, and we've had a blast doing it. So I hate to see it come to an end, to be honest.
Well, there's always next year too, because Christmas, that's one thing about it. It comes back around, and music of Christmas,
right.
it comes back around, and even the oldest of songs are still the favorites, I think, here at Christmas time.
That's
and,
right.
And this project is full of some really good classic ones. And you know what? A Southern gospel, and you guys are just pure Southern gospel lovers. I know you. And so I would be disappointed if I didn't see Beautiful Star of Bethlehem on this project, because that's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't do a Southern gospel concert at Christmas time without doing Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
That's true.
I mean, that's a point of fact. Most of the people that buy our music are folks that like fine ripe tomatoes and sweet iced tea and fried cornbread and pinto beans. Mm. They like Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Yep.
So I'm one of those folks that likes all that stuff. Naturally, we had to do it.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem,
star,
about Wisnitz, your kids, because I know your boys are singing and Aaron's like a son, I'm sure, to you. But what was their reaction when you guys came up with the idea and it started fleshing out the project and then the tour and working with Mark Trammell's quartet?
Well, once again, it all boils down to who you want to spend time with. They were very excited about it. And in fact, Aaron was probably as excited about this as anybody because he has high respect for Mark. He sings with a trio, but I think he's a closet quartet man. and our kids, you know, Daniel, our kids are just, they're such great kids. Whatever mom and dad decide to do is great with them. They're in there. They're, you know, and of course, standing on stage and singing's one thing, but especially on this trip, some of the places we go, we've had to carry our own decorations and things like that. And it becomes a whole lot more work, but the kids have been right there to tote their load and carry their weight and do whatever needs to be done. And so to answer your question, man, they were as thrilled as mom and dad.
And Mark, traveling with your son and a couple other guys there, it was what was that feeling like? Were they thinking, I don't know about these crazy Wisnitz. Is this going to work?
Actually, as soon as I told them what Jeff and I had been considering, they were excited about it. The big reason is we do a couple of things a year together, the two groups, where we're involved in Bible conferences, things like that. Where that kindred spirit comes in handy, and the fact that we are like-minded in the spiritual aspect of what we do, as well as the business aspect, it is like family, and it's easy for us to do what we do because there is never has been a spirit of competition. Obviously, even though I've been singing 40 years, I cannot sing "Even in the Valley, God is Good" like mm-hmm. Susan Wisnitz can.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not going to. So she brings something to our lives that we could not do. Susan cannot stand up and sing "The King is Coming" like my bunch can. It's not that we're good. It's just that you physically cannot do those things. There's elements in your life you can't pull off. But both of those elements, when they have the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God on them, are used in a very positive way to change people's lives. And that's our bottom line. And that's why we're sitting out here in the floor of a bus this morning talking to you on the radio.
The music is of the Wisnitz and the Mark Trammell Quartet together. It's Home for Christmas. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save the world from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. This blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Face.
Sitting with guests today, Jeff and Susan Wisnant and Mark Trammell of the Mark Trammell Quartet. And of course, there's a lot of memories that everybody in each family and each group has of their own. Of course, with the three of you, I'd like to just go down the line here. Mark, we'll start with you. Talk about some memories that you have going back to even when you were a child, because that seems to really be the formation of Christmas memories for us, those early memories. What stands out as like, I guess, the true definition of your family tradition and upbringing for Christmas?
Well, every year when I was a kid growing up, we had we would always exchange gifts on Christmas Eve. That was just the way it was, always. And primarily because my dad was a pastor, and Christmas Day, very often we had other obligations or responsibilities with the body of the church, dealing with the needy families and things like that. And it was just a part of our lives. We received on Christmas Eve, and we gave on Christmas Day. And that was just how we were taught. Having said that, I remember one Christmas Eve that I had been asking for a particular thing. I was 13 years old, and I had been asking for something that I knew my family could not afford. And my dad, being a Country Baptist preacher, and we lived on, we were a single income family at that time in my life. I asked for a bass guitar. And somehow, miraculously, there was one under the tree. I still don't know how, because I know now that they could not afford it. So I don't know how they got it, but they did. And that was at age 13. And it's amazing how what they gave me that year for Christmas was the seed planted that got me to where I am today. And it's been a special moment in my life when I remember that all of these years. They sacrificially invested in their boy because they realized there was something out of the ordinary. And they were willing to do that for me. My goodness, it has paid and paid and paid and paid and paid as far as the repayment.
Faithful, joyful, and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Christmas memories going back to your childhood. Susan Wisnitz here with us, Jeff and Susan and Mark Trammell. So, Susan, what would be it for you growing up? And you grew up the daughter of a pastor, right?
That's correct. Yes. And, you know, if I want to go back to my childhood, my mom has seven brothers and sisters. And I can remember as a little girl, every Christmas Eve, we would go to my grandmother's house, and my grandfather had built a cabin, a log cabin, probably, I don't know, not quite a half a mile, a quarter of a mile from their house. And we would always walk through the pasture. And I mean, you just can't imagine the cousins by the dozens and my uncles and aunts. And it was just an incredible time. We would sit around the fire. We would sing carols, and just a great time until all the guys decided to climb up the chimney and put firecrackers down the chimney. And we kind of had an explosion. That's one of the last ones I remember, to be honest. But, you know, I was sitting here thinking as Mark was talking, I've got so many memories, even memories with my kids. But 27 years ago on Christmas Eve, Jeff asked me to marry him. And I was just sitting there thinking about that.
Worst day of his life.
No, it was not. And, you know, you think of how many directions our life could have gone, his and mine. But, you know, God always has a plan. And he asked me to marry him 27 years ago, Christmas Eve, this coming Christmas Eve. And I just think of what God's done just with me and him and then our boys, and this ministry right here has changed my life tremendously. That's the greatest Christmas present that I've ever been given. But Christmas is absolutely my favorite time of year, and the memories are just too many to tell. But I'm so blessed and so thankful for the life that God has given me, and the blessings he's given me that I do not deserve.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy, music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God, angels are Messiah, our Emmanuel, Alpha, Omega, and King. The hope of the ages at last has been born. Let's join all creation and sing. Oh, joy, joy, unspeakable joy, music is filling me.
Jeff and Susan Wisnitz, along with Mark Trammell, sitting here, and the project is Home for Christmas, featuring the Wisnitz and the Mark Trammell Quartet here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Jeff Wisnitz, going back to your childhood, you know, is there a particular, you know, this may sound funny, but I think it's a true trigger, maybe a particular smell or a particular taste of Christmas, or that just memory that you hold on to from your childhood?
Wow. Christmas obviously is about food. I'll tell you, you mentioned something. You said a trigger. Growing up in Mom and Dad's home, Dad always burned a fireplace. Nobody hardly does that anymore. But there was something about the smell of the fire in Dad's fireplace, and Mom always had her Christmas stockings on the mantle up above the fireplace. That is a beautiful picture and a mental picture that I have in my mind. Daniel, as Trammell's already mentioned, we don't get where we are today by accident. God always has a plan.
Yes.
I had those same Christmas mornings. My mom and dad gave me a Fender Stratocaster lead guitar one Christmas morning, and I have no clue where the finances came from, but God worked it all out. And those kind of things where they invested in our lives early on are what, that's the push, the nudge that we needed to keep us going and keep us encouraged to do what we do. It's hard to do what we do without somehow getting encouraged along the way. And that's what comes along that keeps us going. My daddy, whom I lost last year on December the 23rd, was our biggest fan, our biggest cheerleader. If he ever come to hear us sing, if we did great or if we stunk it up, Dad always would tell us how he enjoyed it and what a great job we did. And that was just his nature. That's just how he was. And so, you know, you remember those things. You remember all those things.
Well, memories is what this album is made of, because you can tell when you listen in through the sounds, through the producing, through the harmonies, through the instruments, you can just tell that this is a group of people who love each other and love Jesus and get together for the true meaning of Christmas, to celebrate all that Christ has done for us. And each one of us has a story. You could even go down that road and have so many memories. It's Home for Christmas with Mark Trammell Quartet and the Wisnitz here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. Can't you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a-calling.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Wisnitz and the Mark Trammell Quartet, and thinking through some memories. I know we've kind of gone down memory lane for some of us longer than others, but back to our childhood, right? So let's fast forward and put the spin on it this way, where Jeff and Susan have sons who are, right there, adult sons, but not yet married, don't have children yet. So let's talk about them for a minute, Jeff and Susan. What did you bring maybe from your own childhood, either traditions, and then when you get married, you have to do some compromises or you have to merge some traditions together, but you're going to make your own little family memories. What were you intentional about for your sons?
Well, I mean, being together as a family, and I'm talking about my mom and dad, my brothers, their wives, their kids. We've always tried to make family a huge part of Christmas. And, you know, this Thanksgiving, there was about four of them that weren't able to come, and it tore Ethan up. You know, Ethan is a traditionalist. He wants things like they've always been, and he can't help it. But just family, being together as a family, and we always read the Christmas story together as a family, and just trying to keep things alive like that in our home will affect them in their homes, and they'll want to do the same thing.
Sure. Daniel, with our kids and with our lifestyle as crazy as it is, and sometimes that's an understatement, our time off for Christmas, we intentionally take 3 weeks off for Christmas. And what we try to do in those 3 weeks is create as much normalcy as we can through the Christmas season. Because I want our kids to love what we do, but I don't want them to grow up thinking this is all that we're about.
Right.
They need to know that family's more important even than what we do for a living. They need to grow up knowing that the story of Jesus is more important mm-hmm. than any career move that we make. I just want them to know that. We've done our best to instill that in them over the years.
On earth we said our goodbyes when the Father called me away. The angels came to greet me, and they carried me through heaven's gates. I know you often miss me, especially at this time of year. But if you you tie your gifts with gold ribbons.
Christmas is like in heaven. It's beyond your farthest dreams. If you could see what I see, and when your work on earth is finished, and you join me here in this land, at the gate I will run to meet you, and I'll take you by the hand, then you will see what I see, and you will hear what I hear. You'll see the face. What Christmas is like in heaven. It's beyond your farthest dreams. But one day you will see what I see. You will see what I see.
Mark Trammell, you have a son named Nick, and I'm sure you and your wife, Larissa, brought some great traditions there. But if we could, I want to fast forward a little bit, because now you're a grandpa. I mean, and I know that there's has at least been a few special moments in Christmas past now that you've got to spend as a grandfather. You want to talk about that?
Last year, Tessa was a year and a half, 18, 19 months, whatever it was. Just old enough to hold her head up, know what's going on, see things. And I was holding her during the holidays. I don't remember what day it was, but it was prior to Christmas. And I was holding her and walking around the living room, and her eyes focused on the tree. And it was, of course, in the evening, so the tree was lit. And I watched her, and it's like, I wish I could read the mind of my granddaughter, because she is enamored by that tree. And then I realized she was looking at one particular ornament. So I walked over toward the tree, and there's a little miniature nativity scene that is one of the ornaments on the tree. And that's what she reached for. And I thought, boy, I just pray, Lord, I pray that someday, the wonder and the mystery of what she's looking at right now as a small child, someday that she will realize even her need of a Savior. And then that's just a grandparent in me. I want everybody in my family to be saved.
Yeah.
And it just blew me away that that's what she migrated toward, even at that age. She wanted to see that baby. That manger, what is that? And she took her little fingers and started rubbing across that manger scene. She wanted to know what that was.
All through the year we've waited, waited through spring and fall, to hear silver bells ringing, the angel choir singing, the happiest season of all. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes eyes on a goal, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
You know, it's through the eyes of children sometimes that can bring it back. You know, when you grow up and you deal with all the news headlines or all the things that your stockbroker tells you, your financial portfolio or the sicknesses and those that you're now caretakers for, and you got a bunch of stress as an adult, but sometimes it takes the twinkle in the eye of a grandchild or a son or daughter.
Yes.
It kind of brings it back and says, you know what? God didn't send a rule book. He didn't send a formula. He sent himself. He himself came to us, and that's what Christmas is about. And there's, you know, that's the big upside to Christmas. I think another upside is that people who are normally a bit standoffish to the gospel or Christians tend to be a little bit more open this time of year. You find that true as you do this combined tour together, as you're out singing, that you find a few people sitting in those pews that wouldn't normally come through the doors of a church.
You can tap into their emotion easier. And it's not that we try to manipulate anything, because if we try to orchestrate or manipulate the Holy Spirit of God moving on someone's life, it's always very obvious. And I've seen it happen and I didn't like it. But when it is authentic in its form and you just present what you present every night, and it moves on the heart of someone, and you have the privilege of seeing their countenance change, and they realize, hey, what I'm going through, God's still bigger than that.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter. God's got it. Whatever it is, that makes all that we do worthwhile. And when this Christmas music, obviously, this time of year, it's easier to get to the emotion of someone. You start talking about, when I start talking about my mama and her favorite Christmas song is on this project, and the fact that she was a Baptist preacher's wife for 50 years, but her favorite Christmas song didn't come out of the hymnal. It's the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. She loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not a sin to like that song. And there would be some of my Christian brethren that would oppose that view, but that was my mom's favorite Christmas song. So, of course, it's on that project. Mm-hmm. But all of that said, yes, you can watch the emotion as it rises during this time of year. And when you start bringing people, reminding them of when they were a kid, and you start singing the songs that they heard when they were riding around, when it was still okay to crawl up in the back window of a car, mm-hmm. and they were riding around looking at Christmas lights, mm-hmm. and mom and dad sitting in the front seat, and the kids are in the back rolling around. It was before seatbelts were even one of those things that you had to do. You start remembering those things, and everything else is going to open too. It opens the gate for us to be able to minister to people.
And that you do. We are so happy that you've taken time to spend not only time on this program, but time to prepare such a project like this that, again, will be a cherished thing for years to come. And so I just want to go through and mention that, first of all, you can get the project wherever fine music is sold, but also MarkTrammellMinistries.com. That's online, MarkTrammellMinistries.com. And Wisnitz, you guys are at Wisnitz.com, and that's Wisnants. And you guys are great to be with us here. And I always want to wish, of course, Jeff and Susan and Ethan and Austin and Aaron, all the guys in the Wisnitz, and Mark, your group's full of some great guys, Mark and Nick Trammell, Dustin Black, Randy Bird. You guys, thank you so much for what you do all year round. But most of all right now, just a big hearty Merry Christmas to you all.
And thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.